I'm going to put underneath this video AI's explanation of why people over-talk and project something without even asking questions. Instead of them asking questions and trying to understand you, they over-talk and create a narrative that's not even true. They create a narrative that they want to believe or whatever without asking questions. Now, what is this about? So I've been studying a situation, and when something is off, you know it. Like at work, when you're talking to coworkers, you're back and forth conversation, right? When you're dealing with renters or rideshare, or you're dealing with people at the grocery store or something, it's a back and forth conversation. But if one person is dominating the conversation, they don't want truth. They don't want a remedy or a reconciliation or clarity. They've already created in their mind a script that they want. They don't listen. They've already made the decision, you know. And so I will post underneath this video a conversation with AI, or just a AI response to what's going on with that, because it's kind of convoluted and deep, and it's just hard to believe that the conversation with AI started out with, what is it about people who everything that they do has an ulterior motive? They're trying to get you to do their will, and they'll do anything under the sun to try to get you to see it their way or do it their way or whatever. Or to function according to the way they want you to function, you know. Kind of blows your mind, to be honest. It's almost like domineering control stuff. Goes back to the master manipulation, right? If a person has to function that way 8 hours on the job, or they've had jobs where they've had to do that, they've trained their brain to think that way, you know, and it's really sad. Because once you follow a certain groove for so long, your mind is, you think that's normal. And like I was saying in the other video, when you've got a culture or a family or a community where certain behavior is expected or normal or enabled, if a certain behavior is enabled and a person keeps acting that way, then you're not really doing them any benefit. You're actually doing them a disservice, you know. And so one of the reasons for authority in your life is to, and interacting with people, is to be held accountable, you know. So when you talk to different kind of people, especially if you have some friends that hold you accountable to the truth, you're going to adjust. I really do not understand why people put up with the manipulation and witchcraft. I just don't understand why you put up with it. And I know people are putting up with it, because I've actually seen people, men, who have been Jezebeled by somebody, and they don't speak the truth. They're afraid to say the truth because Jezebel will twist it and turn it and threaten and play games, you know. So if somebody's taking away your peace, especially if they're doing it intentionally, then that's not from above, that's from below, right? And if somebody's not speaking direct, and if they're not letting you speak direct, then that's not from above, that's from below. Because direct is direction, right? If it's under the radar, if it's undertones and hidden, that's in the dark, that's in the shadows, that's demonic. Why not just speak direct? You can say it nicely, but most people can't handle it. They can't handle the truth. There's a way to say things tactfully and directly. It's weird. The ones that I've worked with in my lifetime, the ones who are always speaking indirectly, they're always, they have a hidden motive that they don't want you to really understand what their motive really is. And they are up to pretty much control and sorcery and witchcraft in my mind, and hoodoo and voodoo. And they're trying to figure out how to destabilize you, is what I've seen. They want something. They're trying to get over or get something. Outward show, image, it's weird. Anyway, it's a new day. You don't live in the past. You can't fix anybody. You can't fix your spouse, even. You can't fix your friends, your spouse, your family. And if somebody's patterns are unhealthy, just walk away. It might take a few. Let's say if you talk to somebody every day, start talking to them every 3 days. Then talk to them once a week. And then talk to them every two weeks. Once a month. And eventually you never talk to them again. What are you doing? I've been busy working. No time to talk. And eventually you don't even talk to them anymore. They should get the hint that you're not interested in talking anymore. And if they don't get the hint, they will. Because you don't have to answer the phone. You don't have to respond to a text. You don't even have to respond to them. Because you already know the pattern. It's just going to keep repeating. Especially if it's a family member, you already know what the family member is going to say and do. And their low vibration mentality is just going to keep you in and keep you from rising up to the next level. And there are more levels. There are higher levels of understanding and peace. But most people want to keep you stuck in the 3D matrix. And that 3D matrix is just a repeat drama round the mountain. And if somebody wants to stay in the repeat drama and live in the past and project something that's not even the way you're thinking, try to project their thoughts onto you or their reality onto you, and you're like, that's not my reality. I don't know where that came from. That is not my reality. That's not the way I'm looking at it. And you just need to rise up and get healthy, and then you'll see it different. But they can't see it different. Spiritually, they haven't risen to that level yet, you know. And you could put them in a headlock, squeeze it, and tell them to understand and grasp the concept, but they're not going to grasp it until they're ready. And most people will never grasp it. That's sad. It's really sad.